Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild evening across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Haifa. Jerusalem is enjoying a pleasant night, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel strikes Gaza as kite threat returns to southern border. That's according to Ynet, reporting from earlier today. Also, Israel's Syria strike may have jolted diplomacy back to life. This comes from a report by the Jerusalem Post, just in now. Also this hour, Israel gives Board of Peace 3 days to halt kite launches from Gaza or face renewed strikes. I-24 News brought us that story earlier today. Separately, Israel faces criticism for closing its probe into the killing of 7 World Central Kitchen workers. JTA reported this from earlier today. And finally, Syria and Israel are moving to defuse tensions after an airbase bombing. Axios had this scoop from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a prominent commentator, posted just minutes ago. He congratulated President Donald Trump and Secretary Scott Bessent on imposing new sanctions against Iran, praising the move as a just measure. Daniel Seidman, a well-known analyst, suggested an article as compulsory reading. He noted its insights from a centrist Israeli journalist, posting earlier today. Iris shared a heartfelt message about Miki Berkovich's battle with Lewy body dementia. The basketball legend's family spoke publicly for the first time in a documentary, sharing the challenges they face. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the strikes in Gaza, Ynet reports that the IDF targeted Hamas sites in Shati after incendiary kites reached Israeli communities. This echoes past tensions with similar balloon attacks. The Israeli military issued a stern warning that further launches must cease. For residents, this heightens concerns over safety and potential escalation. Turning to the diplomatic arena, the Jerusalem Post highlights that Israel's recent strike in Syria might spark new talks in Jordan. The goal is to find a diplomatic resolution to bolster regional stability. This development could shift dynamics in international engagement with Syria. Meanwhile, I-24 News informs us of a deadline given to the Board of Peace. Israel demands an end to kite launches from Gaza within 3 days or face renewed military action. This ultimatum places pressure on Gaza's authorities to act swiftly, potentially averting further conflict. On another front, JTA reports criticism over Israel's probe closure regarding the World Central Kitchen fatalities. The IDF now plans to investigate the death of a young girl in Gaza from January 2024. This move aims to address international scrutiny and restore confidence in military accountability. Finally, Axios reveals behind-the-scenes efforts by Syria and Israel to ease tensions after an airbase bombing. Syria condemned the attack, while Israel justified it. This delicate situation underscores the fragile nature of peace efforts in the region. On the economic front, first, City People identifies a recovery in Tel Aviv's real estate market. Israel Hayom Business reports that the company plans a bond buyback to reduce costs and improve debt standings. Separately, a new initiative called Scale Up House launches to support Israel's technology scale-ups. According to Tech, this effort by Calculist and Showcase IL aims to nurture promising tech companies. And finally, Globes reports that Israel has received FAA approval to fly to the U.S. The airline plans to start its route soon, potentially as early as October 19th. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.